Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Cully, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. Between 2 and 3, we've got Libby coming in to tell us about the Quilts for the Orphans, always a great project. And then between 1 and 2, we'll have Cindy McLeish. Now, we won't have her the full hour because Parliament's sitting today, so she's in Parliament. We'll have her for a half an hour or 40 minutes or something like that. But first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce a lady that we've heard from on a number of occasions. Always great to have her along, and we're talking to Sonia down at the Woori Community House. So first of all, welcome, Sonia.
Thank you, Alan.
Now, Sonia, just wrap up a little bit of the last term. The last term's finished. We're now into the third term.
That's right.
Hard to believe we're halfway through the year, but anyway, we are. So what would you say the highlights were for term two?
I think the Christmas in July raffle went off really well.
Because you were talking about that last time you were in.
Yeah, we had 9 different prizes, and so we were able to contribute to a lot of the community members who had bought tickets, and it was good to have so many prizes out there for them.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Mm. And I guess most of them, probably all were donated, so that's good too.
That's great.
So it's a community looking after the community. So apart from that, was there any standout courses that you want to mention? Or
I think most of our courses are always standouts, so I can't just, specify one or two. So I think they're all pretty good.
Did you have any new ones start during term two?
We did have a couple of new ones. Yep. We had some fitness classes, dance classes and sit-to-fit classes and so forth.
Yeah, I think you talked about that last time, and I think you were going to do one of them.
I did both of them.
Did you?
Yep.
So I'm intrigued as to how you can get fit just sitting.
It's amazing, but it does happen. I actually saw a difference from when I started, because I hadn't exercised for quite a long time, till the end of the term, where I was able to achieve a lot more, and we were able to get through things that were allocated in the class a lot quicker and with more ease.
Really?
So it was really good.
So when you say that, are you talking about muscle-wise? Or
I think it's given me more core strength, yes.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh, is that on again this term?
It is. And we've had some changes to the times.
Yep.
So our sit-to-fit, which is the chair-based exercise class, is now on at 1 o'clock on Mondays.
Yep.
And that starts next Monday, the 28th of July.
And that's called sit-to-fit. Now,
sit
what was
fit.
The other one you said you did?
The other dance was the dance class, and that's on a Friday morning at 9:30, and that starts this week, and that's just been a whole heap of fun with lots and lots of different songs, and so now when I hear the songs that we did in class on the radio, I can do that in my own kitchen.
So, Sonia, when you talk dancing, I mean, there's all sorts of dancing. Did you need partners?
No. It's just single solo dancing, but it's... It feels a bit like a gentle aerobics class. It's really fun.
Is it? So if I said it was aerobics to music, would that be a fair comment?
And if there are certain things that you can't do, then you just don't do it. Like I have a few issues with my knee, so I wasn't able to do the grapevine move, but that's substitute.
The grapevine move? What's that?
That's one of the line dancing moves.
Is it?
And so what I just did was do a couple of steps instead of doing the 1 foot forward, 1 foot back type of stuff.
Well, because I mean... Any of these things, particularly yoga, it's not meant to hurt you, is it?
That's right. Everything's within your own ability, and you do modifications as you go. And everything's accepted. It's all good.
And I just want to go back a tick for this sit to fit or whatever it's called.
Yep, sit to fit.
So do you just sit on the chair the whole time?
Not the whole time. There is a couple of exercises that we do that are walking exercises, like walking in a straight line and so forth, because that helps to promote balance.
Yep. They say, I don't want to interrupt you, but they do say, don't they, that as you get older, that it is harder to walk straight, that you tend to walk.
Oh, absolutely.
Is it?
And when I first did it, I definitely wouldn't have passed any of the American drunk laws because I could not walk in a straight line. But, by the end of it, I was walking straighter and quicker. So that was good.
When you say you're walking straighter, you're actually still doing the same sort of, covering the same sort of area.
Yes.
But I wonder what it is in our brain that tends to sort of send you a bit sideways.
Yeah, well, what we do with the walking part of the Sit to Fit class is there's a you visualise a line and you do heel to toe, and that's what helps to promote the balance. And so, therefore, both left and right side is what's been balanced out.
Because I guess, and I don't want to go into this too deep because I don't know, and maybe you don't, there must be something in one part of the brain, because you'll often see a person walk to the left or walk. So it must be just one part of the brain, for some reason, sends you in that direction.
Absolutely. And it's just about making sure that all the cells and nerves and everything is talking to each other to keep you doing the right type of thing and keep the body stronger.
Unbelievable. Certainly well worth it. All right, I'm going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Term 3, because Term 3 started this week.
Yes, it did. Yep.
So let's find out a bit more about it. We'll take this quick break.
Lately, I've been thinking maybe I should just stop trying. Too rough. Maybe I should just give up. I don't know how to do this anymore. Everywhere I go, they slam the door. How do I stay when it feels like it's a waste of time? Maybe I can't do this anymore. I'm struggling to keep holding on for more. I can't just keep bleeding when I'm on my own. So tell me, can't you who's on my side? So do you need me, or do you just want something? Oh, I'm losing trust, it's all lies. I don't know how to do this anymore. They slam the door, yeah. How do I stay when it feels like all this trying is a waste of time? Sometimes I can't trust no one, just keep bleeding.
talking to Sonia from Wooree Community House down there in Wooree Alley, just a few doors down from where we used to broadcast. As we, you know, we're now broadcasting from Hillsville. Anyway, it's not about us. Sonia, have you got any new First of all, programs coming up for this term?
Yes, we do. We've got Ambulance Victoria coming out, and they're going to do a presentation on parents and carers of young children. And so it's designed to provide valuable insights into the specific health needs of young children and their common illnesses that they experience. So there'll be lots of topics covered, such as recognising symptoms of common childhood illnesses, understanding when to seek medical attention and from whom, because there's different departments that can do that, and offer guidance on basic first aid and preventative care.
Because one of the things with you, particularly the first-time mums and dads, they tend to panic at everything, don't they?
Absolutely.
And want to ring the ambulance and want to do everything, and often they're only just childhood complaints.
That's correct, but there's also a lot of grandparents and carers who are now involved and who might be a little bit more protective than they were when they had their own kids. And also there is a lot more different illnesses around at the moment. So, you know, it's a good idea for anyone, parents, grandparents, caregivers, anyone who has contact with children, even if we're like running events and so forth, we do have a duty of care to the children that attend. Yep. So it's good to know some of these things.
Yep.
And things have changed in the years.
And it takes the worry off the parent or the grandparent.
Absolutely.
Every little thing that happens to a child, particularly when you're a first-time parent, I guess grandparents are the same, it becomes a major issue
Absolutely.
For you, doesn't it? Not
Absolutely.
For them, but for you.
and like I said, you know, things have changed. You know, once upon a time, you used to put your head back with a blood nose and now it's sitting forward and so forth, whereas people who might be grandparents might not realise that things have changed and that there's different ways of doing things.
Yeah, that's good. And so when's that again?
So that's happening on the 13th of August, Wednesday the 13th of August, from 10:30 till 11:30, and it's free. So
can't get cheaper than that.
That's right. There's no reason why people can't come along and attend.
Sounds good. Anything else coming up?
Yeah, we've also got Bunnings coming out to do some spring gardening with us.
And with the little garden at the front?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So what we're going to do is, first of all, there's going to be a workshop presentation inside where we're going to talk about different things such as fertilisers, soil conditions, mulch, companion planting, things like that. And then using that knowledge and the supplies that Bunnings will be giving us, we'll go out and do one of the boxes out the front and make that into an edible garden.
I was going to say, what sort of garden? You're going to go for the edible stuff?
Yeah, for the edible, we'll have lettuce and snow peas and tomatoes, spring onions, all sorts of things that we can actually pick and eat once it's all come to fruition.
And I guess when it does come to fruition, any of the homeless that need something will be able to...
Anybody.
It's open during the weekends.
Absolutely. You can just pick something as you're walking past.
Which is terrific. Anything else?
We've got lots and lots of different programs on. We've got our continuing programs. This term we've got a seniors morning tea and games morning. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a few games out on the tables and so forth, and people can meet up, make some new friends and have a cuppa and enjoy playing some games.
And that's one of the things, and I know you and I have discussed it, I've discussed it ad nauseum with a number of clients, is that there are so many people sitting at home that are lonely. So this way, they don't really have to do much, do they?
No. We do have other social groups on a Monday and on a Thursday, but this one's specifically to have a morning tea and some games. And we've got some new people who will be coming along to that who've already booked. But we do need booking so that we can work out how much we need to cater for.
And when you say games, you're talking board games?
Board games, yes. We won't be doing sack races or anything because we don't have the room. We don't want the liability.
You don't want the liability.
No. Chess and dominoes, and I can't remember what the other games are. Yep. Cards we've got. There'll be different games there.
And I don't mean this nasty. They're not really challenging. It's not like a trivia.
I find chess quite challenging.
Oh, so do I. But what I mean, it's not like the trivia where you're going to have to...
And it's not competitive. No. It's just a bit of fun.
Just a morning tea.
Yeah.
Well, Is that an add-on? Because you used to have just a drop-in on a Monday.
Yeah, we've got Mondays still happening. So this is an extra one. The yep. Seniors Morning Tea and Games is a one-off extra one, and we'll just see how it goes. Yep. And if people do like it, then we might introduce it into a more permanent fixture in the program.
Okay. Yeah. So when you say it's a once-off, is it a one-off only day or is it...?
It's a one-off only day for this term at this moment, and that's the 5th of August, Tuesday the 5th of August, 10 o'clock till 11:30. Bookings are required for catering and so forth. And then if that goes well, then we'll see if we can do that as a more permanent thing in the next couple of terms.
Now, something I've got to ask you, and I should have primed up before I asked this question. Are you doing anything this term for the elderly with computers and iPads and that?
We do have people who, if they want to have some help and support yep. with that, we can find someone to refer them to. We do have access to some computers. If yep. they wanted to just come in and do some co-networking themselves, yep. that is still available.
I'm getting a bit concerned because I was down Rosebud yesterday and they've closed the local post office, which has been around forever, and they just say, oh, go online and do something. Now, I don't mind that because I do quite a lot on the computers, but a lot of the elderly don't.
That's correct. Yeah.
And also the banking. I mean, even Bendigo Bank are shutting some branches, yes. which I never thought would ever happen.
Yep.
And more and more is going to go online. And some of these elderly don't, and I shouldn't laugh because I'm in that boat, but I was brought up with computers. I'm no whiz, but I can get my way around it. But some people can't, and they're going to be blocked out of banking, they're going to be
Absolutely.
Blocked out of postal stuff.
And my mum will be one of those.
Will she?
Yep.
She
has difficulty using a mobile phone, and that's why services such as ours are really important. We do get people who come into the community house and ask, how do I respond to this message on our mobile phone? We get people who say, can you please do me 10 copies of this, who don't have an email address but need to have medical information because they're going to hospital, email to the hospital.
Yes,
and so therefore we'll scan it and do it on their behalf, stating that it's on their behalf because they don't have an email address.
Well, and that's, pardon me, and we're sort of pushing people into that. Mm. And I guess the other problem we've got, which is another huge problem, how do they know whether they're a scam or not?
That's correct. Yep. And we've had people come out and do talks, and we'll be looking for doing some of these workshops next term as well, how to recognise a scam.
Yep.
And particularly, I mean, we even see young people who are tech savvy still get scammed.
So you can imagine what's going to happen to an elderly person who's never been involved.
Yep.
And they think they're talking to the bank and they're talking to some other things. I've got to take a quick break, Sonia, and we'll be back with more.
No worries.
Footsteps walking with me. Footsteps I cannot see. But every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. I'll never walk in life alone, there'll always be someone there. I know he won't let me down, he's with me everywhere. The special things in life I've done have been through him and his love. I've been blessed in so many ways, thanks to the Lord above. Footsteps walking with me. Footsteps I cannot see. But every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away.
my life's been planned by the one who's guiding me. When I'm led by the hand of someone I can't see, I'm not always sure where to go. That's when I follow his lead. I know that the pathway that he shows will help me to succeed. Footsteps walking with me. Footsteps I cannot see. But every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, by my side they will stay.
Now, Sonia, we're going to talk about some more programs in half a minute, but one of the things that I guess you're always looking for is volunteers, and the reason why I've raised that, not only for the volunteers that would help run the centre, but I guess you're also looking for people, maybe not this term, but for next term, who could maybe run a program for you.
Absolutely. We're always looking for tutors or volunteers to be on subcommittees. We've got a couple of things coming up next term, such as Kids Fest and some fundraiser barbecues and so forth. So we always need help with that. But we also have our annual general meeting coming up on the 16th of September, and we're always looking for volunteers to come along and be on the committee. All the positions are available, so anyone who's got some skills or some spare time, even if you've never been on a committee before, come along and see what happens and learn what you can.
What time on the 16th of September is the AGM?
From 1 o'clock. So we've got it listed for 1 till 3. But the meeting won't take an awful long time, but the networking and the having something to eat and catching up with people is what takes a bit longer.
And one of the things that I always like to mention too, and I mention this quite often, is a lot of people do have skills that they've used in the workplace for 30, 40 years, and then all of a sudden when they retire, that's lost. And and it's not only is it good to pass that knowledge on to other people, but also keeps them active and also
connected.
Helps bring along another generation.
Absolutely, and keeping them connected with the community. So whether it be in the form of a volunteer tutor, running groups, being part of a subcommittee for events and so forth, or being part of the committee, which is helping to shape the destination of the community house.
Absolutely. Look, I think people should look at that. At about 5 to 1, Sonia will give you the contact details, have a look at them and certainly talk to them. Now, the other thing I just want to, before we go on to some more programs, Kids Fest. I was going to ask you about this, as you've brought it up. When is it?
Yes, this year it's on Thursday the 23rd of October from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and it's in what we call the YTAG Reserve, which is in the amphitheatre just behind the community house.
Yep.
And we have lots and lots of free activities for the children. All the family can come and get involved and get to connect in with other kids and learn some new skills with the different things that we've got.
And the weather's going to be good.
And the weather's going to be good because we can't cater otherwise. It will be rescheduled if we have difficult weather. A couple of years ago we did have to reschedule. We had some storms.
Yep.
But it's all going to be all good. It's going to be a lovely day. And we're going to have baby farm animals. We're going to have Australian animals. And Hillcrest will come out and do some fire truck demos and so forth.
The kids love the fire trucks.
Absolutely.
So that's on Thursday the 23rd of October, 3 to 6 p.m.
That's correct.
All right. So, now we want to talk about some programs coming up too that, well, not so much the programs, coming up programs that you've got going all the time.
Yep, we've always got our yoga on a Thursday. We've got both Thursday afternoon and in the evening.
Yep.
We've got the library that comes out on a regular basis every fortnight.
Yep, and you can order a book and they'll bring them out, can't
you? Absolutely. So you can order it online or via the phone, and they'll bring it out from Lilydale out to Warrie Alex so that it's easier to come and pick up and drop off.
Drop it back again so you don't have to worry about going even down to Lilydale.
Absolutely.
Yep.
We've also got our social groups. We've got the Monday Mix, which happens every week from 10 till 12.
Is that the older age group?
No, the Thursday is what we call our golden years, and that's the older age group.
Yep.
So Monday Mix is open to anyone to come and have a cuppa, and you can even bring some of your craft stuff if you wanted to sit there and do some craft stuff or some drawing and what have you during the group. But on Thursdays, it's the golden years group, which is our older group, and, yeah, they can have some lovely cake and coffee and have a chat.
And have a talk.
And yes, and reminisce and sing and whatever else it is that they do.
Yep. So those sorts of groups, it actually takes over itself, doesn't it?
It does.
They sort of decide what they want. It's not necessarily a strict, this is what it's going to be.
No, we definitely don't dictate what's going to happen. We have the space available and the time available for them. And what we have found is that quite a few of the locals rely on having that connection every week. And if we do go on holidays and so forth, sometimes we need to come in and open up for that.
Do you?
Just so that they can meet.
Yeah.
Because it goes too long without having contact.
Well, and some of them, that might be their only really physical contact for that week.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, it's especially over the Christmas break, it's really important for us to have that open a lot more than what the other classes are on.
Because it can be a very lonely town, well, any town. It doesn't have to be just Healesville or Warrie Alec or anywhere like that. If you don't know anybody, it's a long, long day.
Yeah.
And when you go down the shops, the shops, they have a nice day and all that, but they don't really care what happens once you walk out the door.
Yeah, and you still come home to
an empty house.
An empty house, yeah.
Particularly, and we've discussed this before, if one of the partners has died, you can very easily find yourself by yourself sort of 20 hours a day.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Finish up talking to yourself.
And that's why even in that age group, if there is someone who's got a skill, it might be something about, you know, taking other people's history and writing their life story.
And then
we can get that transcribed. We'd love to do things like that. We did have that with one of the groups. One of the people that was in the group, he wrote about someone else that was in the group and wrote his life story and had that typed up. It was brilliant.
Yes, sure.
So they were two old locals from Warrie Alec, so it was wonderful.
And apart from that, very often, unless you're careful, like you don't tell your kids everything. You think you do.
Oh, I haven't.
But even apart from that, pardon me, very often, you just, if it doesn't come up in a conversation, you don't.
That's right.
You don't know.
And sometimes you only find out things at funerals.
Now, strange you should mention that because, and this interview is never about me, but my father told me something many years ago and I never bothered to pursue it. And now every now and again I think, I wish I'd have known that.
Yep.
And I've spoken to my sister. She doesn't know.
Yep.
She only didn't care either.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden, we would love to know how this happened,
absolutely.
But it's too late.
And I know that feeling. My dad died 32 years ago, so he was quite young.
Yep.
And it's now that I'm older than what he was when he died that I'm wondering about my biology and family history and so forth as I'm getting older. I need to know a little bit more, but I didn't care when I was in my 20s when he died.
Yep.
But now I am.
Got to take a break and then we're going to come back and we're going to actually get on to talk about some more programs. Welcome back to Community Connections. We're talking to Sonia down at Wiri Community House. We got a little bit off the track that time. So, Sonia, can you tell us about some of the programs that will be coming on or that started this week, please?
Yep. We've got a couple of different kids' craft projects coming up this term, only two different workshops. One of them is a clay art session. That's on the 12th of August.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, so that's only for an hour, 4:15 to 5:15. That's $10 per child. Yep. And it's to do a craft session with Mel, and she'll be able to make something with them with clay.
And then you get to take that home?
And they get to take that home, so it's quite good value for money.
Yep.
We just ask that they bring an art smock or wear an old T-shirt just in case they get a little bit dirty. And this is for primary school age kids, so that's basically kids from 6 till 12 years old.
Yep.
And then the other craft session that we have for the children will be on the 9th of September, so it's only one workshop each month.
Yep. And what's that one?
And that one's going to be making pom-poms.
Oh, yeah, for the top of the hats.
For the top of the hats.
Yep.
And so it's basically using their skills as and what we used to do in the olden days in making the pom-poms.
Yeah.
And so that they'll be able to do quite a few different ones of them, and then they can make what they want from those pom-poms.
Oh, that'd be terrific.
Yeah, so and it's a couple of different types of things. That one's 6 to 12 as well. So
12.
For primary school kids.
Yep.
So we've got that. We also have a lady, a new tutor, who's coming she's a room hire, who's coming along on board, and she does a lot of feng shui stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Which is making things work more progressively and working in coordination with each other.
Yep.
And she's doing a workshop that's talking about wood snake. I don't know much about this.
Neither do I.
So I can't comment too much on it, yeah. But I can read you what we've got on the promo.
Go.
And that's 2025 Wood Snake with Feng Shui Remedies, Myths and Misconceptions. So I'm sure that people who are a wood snake will know that they are a wood snake.
Yep.
2025 is of what to place for remedies to drain and weaken the negative energies, and what does 25 bring for you and your destiny? So upon booking, we're asking to get your birth date so that she can do a chart for you that you can follow on the days. So this is a lady who is a Feng Shui master, and she's from the Ministry of Feng Shui and Chinese Astrology.
You're out of my lap depth there, but anyway.
And like I said, if you're a wood snake, you probably know.
Yep.
I'm not, but I do know that she's also doing a fire horse one in November, and I'm a fire horse, so I'll be going along to that.
Well, you can tell me. What's a fire horse?
Well, fire horse is just part of that Chinese astrology.
Yep.
So you can work out what year you were born in and what part of the year, what animal you are. So, you know, there's snakes, rats.
Yep.
Roosters, and I know that I'm a horse. And then there's another thing that sorts out whether you're air, earth, fire and water, or wood or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know that in the past I've been described as, or I have correlated with a fire horse.
Ooh.
That's all I know about it, but I will find out more.
You'll be finding out more.
So, yeah, I'll attend that one and let people know what it's about.
Yeah, let us know. I've got to take one more quick break and then we're going to come back and the time's nearly gone. We'll be getting some contact details for you and a little bit more so how you can find out about their programs.
Skies, ducks and pigs and chickens crawl, animal carpet wall to wall, American ladies 5 foot tall and blue, sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind, had to get away to see what we could find, hope the days that lie ahead, bring us back to where they've led, listen up to what's been said to you, don't you know we're riding? On the Marrakesh Express. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board the train. All on board the train. I've been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hair.
of going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Gold buttons hang in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Stripes your levers we can wear at home. Well, let me hear you now.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? You know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board the train.
Now we're talking to Sonia down at Wirree Community House. In a minute, we'll run through a few more of the programs, but we did say that Sonia would give you the contact details. So, Sonia, if you could just give us a few little details, please, about how people can contact you and how they can look up the actual program we talked about on computers again.
Yep.
Or I guess people could pop in to Wirree Community House and pick up a program
anytime. They certainly can. So people can pop in, and that's Shop 5, 1385 Healesville Kooyrup Road. So we're in the group of shops next to the doctors, Dr. Andrew Kerwin, or where the radio station used to be, which is now called Wired.
Yep.
So we're in that group of shops there.
Yep.
Or you can call us on 59646 857.
Again, please.
59646 857.
Yep.
Or we take online bookings through www.wari.com, which is www.wirreecomhouse.org.au.
And the Wirreecom House is all one word, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yep.
And we also have Facebook, and we also have an email address. So that's info@wirreecomhouse.org.au. But I'm pretty sure, because I've checked it out recently, if you just Google Wirree Community House, that will then show you which ways you can contact us.
So that's good. All right, so we've still got a few minutes because we have got off a bit off the track at times.
It's okay.
Just run us through a few more of the programs you've got coming up, plus.
Okay, we've got quite a few different programs still going ahead. There may be a few changes to some of our programs, some of the dates, because in the last couple of weeks we've been notified by Diabetes Victoria that there might be a change to the date.
Right.
And they were going to offer a whole-day program, what's called the Desmond Program. However, I won't talk too much about that because we've got some changes of the dates. And once that happens, we will let you know.
Yep.
But we also support other community groups in the area, such as Wild.
Yep.
And they've got a Friday night at the movies this Friday of The Grinch.
Oh, yep.
So that's a bit of a Christmas in July, Friday the 25th of July, The Grinch. And that's the starting time at 6:30, and you can bring a plate for some supper and join in with some other people there.
So that's at Wirree House, is it?
No, that's held at Don Valley Community Hall there.
Oh, yep.
So that's on Dowrie Road, Old Dowrie Road in Don Valley.
And I see they've also, in August, got the Lego Movie.
Yes, they do, the Lego Movie 2, the second part of it.
Yep.
And we've also put in the dates for September and October, so that's Alice in Wonderland and the Addams Family. They also have some mini markets, and so they've got that in September. Saturday, September 13th, from 12 to 3, there's a little mini market down at the Don Valley Hall.
Which is terrific. And one other thing we should mention too, that Wirree House is available from time to time to rent the venue too, isn't it?
Absolutely. Our room is available for hire.
Yep.
And sometimes if there is a program or there's some skills that you want to share but you don't want to commit as a tutor, you can hire the room, such as what our fitness lady is doing.
Yep.
So she hires the room and she runs her own program from there. So there are many options available.
Yep. And have you still got the little mini library out the front?
We have our street library out the front, and we've got a community library inside as well.
Yep.
Excuse me, as well as the Lillardale Library coming as a flexi van every fortnight.
Sounds terrific.
Yeah, so we've got lots of books available.
Yeah. We've still got a couple of minutes. Just pick out a couple more programs, please.
Okay, no worries.
What's tomorrow? Tomorrow is Thursday. What's on tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Thursday, the day starts with Golden Years.
Yep.
So that's at 10 o'clock till 11:30, and that's our seniors' golden group.
Do they have to book for that, or can they just...
No, they can just drop in, and that's $2 for each week.
Yep.
Then tomorrow afternoon, we've got the yoga in the afternoon, the Drew yoga in the afternoon.
Yep.
And then tomorrow night, we've got Drew yoga in the evening.
Oh, that's all right.
So, yeah, it's a full day tomorrow.
With the yoga, what sort of age group?
Any age group. If a child wants to attend, it's best to check with the tutor, but if they can be still and quiet and participate in the class, there's no reason why they can't attend.
Yep.
And I have heard that these days they do some yoga in primary school and so forth.
Yeah.
So, yes, it would be open to other children as well. So they do a bit of a meditation at the end, so it's just a matter of relaxing and getting into that.
And what about Friday?
And Friday, we've got the co-networking space available in the morning. There's also a section off for the treasure box. You can sit and write that. We also have our dance fitness class. That'll be starting at 9:30.
Yep.
And let me see if it's a date of the library coming in. I think the library's coming in next week, not this Friday.
So if anybody wants to, they can either ring up... They actually ring up the library for that, don't they, to book a book?
Yes, that's correct. They to be able to order books in or DVDs or anything specific, you do that through the Your Library website, or you can ring them and say, hi, I'd like to request this book, what have you, and then they will bring it when they come out on a van visit to us, which is every fortnight.
Then they bring it, you just drop it.
Then you can drop it off at the community house. You don't even need to drop it off on a library day. You can drop it off with us and we can pass it on. Whatever suits the community member best.
So it's the 3 W's, worrycom, C-O-W-M, house, all one word, .org.au.
Yes.
Yep. And your phone number again, please?
59646 857.
Again, please?
59646 857.
Look, Sonia, it's been great to have you in again. We always like to talk to you once a term to see what's going on. We should also mention that to be a member of the house isn't a very expensive thing, is it?
No, it's $10 a year, and that gives you discounts on some of the classes as well if they're a tutor class. So you've already made back your $10 within one class.
Yeah.
I also just wanted to quickly mention that we have tax help again this year.
Oh, yes.
And that's starting next week by appointment only.
Yep.
And we've got a volunteer who's been trained through the ATO, and he can help you fill out your tax returns online.
That's terrific.
So just need to ring us to make an appointment.
And are they there at a particular day? Or?
There's different times that he is available. So if you can't specifically make it on a time that he's already got allocated, we can negotiate that with him. And this year it's for people who earn up to $70,000. So there's a good threshold there.
Yeah. Sonia, I've got to go.
Okay.
Thank you for coming in again, and we look forward to talking to you next term.
Thank you. Thanks, Alan.
It'll be close to Christmas by then.
October.